our concern and the concern of the High Commissioner is about the human rights situation there. And as it has been the case in other contexts that are quite difficult, including protracted conflict situations, because of the universal mandate of the High Commissioner under 48.141, all right for everyone, everywhere, our position has been, in view of the many different allegations of violations received over the past several weeks, that there is a need for us to understand better what is going on, establish the fact, and being able to have a team going there on both sides of the line of control so as to be able to assess and report to the High Commissioner what actually is going on so that he can also make specific recommendations as to what could be the remedial action when it comes to human rights issues and human rights issues only.
And why it's so important for your office to grant independent observer access to Kashmir?
Because like in other protracted conflict situations, we have competing and conflicting claims from one side and another as to what is going on. And this has been the case also recently for the Office of the High Commissioner when it comes to the situation in Eastern Ukraine. And there as well, our main concern from the very beginning was to be able to have access, to be there and see directly what is going on and what can be done so as to reduce the violations of human rights, increase the level of protection, even though the Office of the High Commissioner does not have a mandate to deal with the legal and political issues.
Does it mean you haven't received yet immediate response by both countries?
I think that the High Commissioner has been in touch with both countries, has engaged in conversation with both countries. We do not have yet a green light to be able to send teams, and we will certainly continue to follow the situation very closely because, as indicated earlier, access to the individual concern, to institutions and others that have information that is relevant to ongoing situations of violations of human rights, it's critically important for the High Commissioner to understand the situation, being able to report, and also be able to make recommendations in line with his human rights mandate vis-a-vis what can be done to reduce the level of violation and to increase the level of protection for the people that are currently affected.
What is all about exactly when the press release mentioned allegation of state sponsorship of violence? Could you elaborate more on that?
There are competing and conflicting allegations coming to the office from a variety of sources. And I think that it is for that very reason that we need to have access to be able to establish independently by having the opportunity to interview, to talk, to have access to location, individual data, and people that have first-hand knowledge of what is going on. I think that among the very many allegations, there is also the fact that there may be individuals that are crossing the line of control. There may be also some that are involved in fueling, perhaps, the circumstances that transpire in one or the other location. And I repeat, all of this needs to be verified independently. And that is why the critical issue and the critical request by the High Commissioner at this stage is to have independent observers, the Office of the High Commissioner, in a position to be able to go on both sides and be able to do its work in connection with establishing the fact and coming up with the recommendations for reducing the level of human rights violations if those are taking place and providing recommendations on the broader front within the context of the mandate of the High Commissioner, which, as you know, include also prevention of human rights violations, mitigating measure when such violations occur, in addition to dealing with the specificity of the issues that confront the Office of the High Commissioner when allegations of violations are received.
And do you have exact figures when you talk about number of people killed and the very large number of people injured?
Yeah, we have refrained in the press release to go into numbers because that is part of what needs to be verified independently. Yes, we have heard, we have seen multiplicity of actors making reference to a large number of people killed, a much larger number of people wounded, but yet again, we have not been able to assess that independently, and that is why we are refraining from going into specificity of figures.
According to High Commissioner Zeid Raad Al Hussein, without access we can only fear the worst. But what are you basing your views upon, and what do you fear exactly?
You know, the critical issue that the High Commissioner often indicates when there is no access is what is there that cannot be shown? Why is it not for the office the ability to independently verify some of the allegations that are reaching our office on a daily basis? As I said, especially in the past month and a half. And I think that is what we would like to do.